Amy Klobuchar deploys seven-figure ad blitz across Super Tuesday states. By Hannah Blow on February 20, 2020. Senator Amy Klobuchar's, DMN, campaign on Thursday deployed a seven-figure ad blitz across several Super Tuesday states. Klobuchar is setting her sights beyond Nevada and South Carolina and onto Super Tuesday states, where a sizable portion, one-third, of delegates are up for grabs. A strong performance in the March 3 primaries is necessary for a candidate like Klobuchar, who has failed to crack into the top tier of candidates in national polls. Her strong third-place finish in New Hampshire, where she edged out Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, and Joe Biden, D, gave her campaign a boost of momentum. Momentum she is hoping to channel in the quickly approaching races. The Minnesota lawmakers' ad blitz is covering a portion of the 14 Super Tuesday states, including Alabama, Arkansas, Maine, North Carolina, Oklahoma, Tennessee, and Virginia. Her target of those states, specifically, suggests she is heeding the word of advisors who are instructing her campaign to focus on more moderate states rather than ultra-liberal states like California, where Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, is enjoying a strong lead. One of the ads slated to appear in the collection of Super Tuesday states, titled Decency, contrasts Klobuchar with President Trump, rather than her Democrat competitors. "We have a president who thinks everything is about him. His tweets, his golf courses, his ego," Klobuchar states in the ad. "But I think the job is about you. Your health care, your schools, your security, your families, and your future." The ad blitz comes on the heels of reports of disorganization within the Klobuchar campaign ahead of the Nevada caucuses. According to the Washington Post, Klobuchar is scrambling to hire for basic jobs that other campaigns filled months ago, including a Nevada operations director. She has resorted to using her Iowa specialist to help her strategize ahead of the Nevada caucuses due to her lack of a Nevada caucus specialist. And she had no campaign bus in Nevada, so staffers had to drive the one in New Hampshire 2,700 miles to get there. The presidential hopeful faces an uphill battle. Her competitors are also pouring resources into Super Tuesday states, including Michael Bloomberg, D, who has spent at least $124 million in political advertising in those states alone. Sanders has spent around $10 million on Super Tuesday ads, according to the Los Angeles Times. A Morning Consult poll released Wednesday showed Sanders and Bloomberg leading in Super Tuesday states, with Klobuchar falling to sixth place with 6% support.